Did you see the waters rising? Did your house fill up with mud? Did your friend down by the river lose his business to the flood? Did you help them with the cleanup? Did you watch from your penthouse pad? Well, listen to my story, then tell me you had it bad. They had floods up in Toowoomba, a modern growing town. High on the escarpment, they saw a number drown. By the time the waters hit us in the middle of the plain, they had all that pent-up energy and were going like a train. They tore our houses open, swept everything away. First it didn't look too bad, we thought we'd be okay. But we watched from an upper window as our neighbor's house disappeared. Like ours it was up on stumps, but its fastenings must have sheared. Night came on, we felt the house begin to fall apart. We crawled out of a window on a tree branch in the dark. We clung there till the morning, wet and cold and petrified. The house had gone and we were numb, but we were lucky to survive. A family we knew tried to escape in a fire truck. It was a desperate maneuver, and they ran out of luck. The son and father floated out and climbed up separate gums. The wife and daughter drowned right there, and they weren't the only ones. In our small community, 28 in all were lost. Most of the houses gone or wrecked, we can't even count the cost. But here just 4 months later, crops are growing in the field. And a man and a boy, hand in hand, are beginning to rebuild. Did you see the waters rising? Did your house fill up with mud? Did your friend down by the river lose his business to the flood? Did you help them with the cleanup? Did you watch from your penthouse pad? Well, listen to my story, then tell me you had it bad.